Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. Focusing on personal branding, seeking professional mentoring and coaching does not come to women naturally. A significant majority of women professionals still think these are not for them. I spoke to Meera Raghunandan and Preeti Prayag, co-founders of Mentoring Matters, on this. Meera and Preeti have over 40 years of combined experience in people management, mentoring, and coaching. Hi, Preeti, and hi, Meera. Welcome to Mrigashira. It's great to have you guys on board. Let me start with this fundamental question. Women don't focus on mentoring and networking as naturally as men do. What's your take on that?
Okay, thanks for this question, actually, Radha. So, we tend to agree with you. I think in our experience also, personally, as we were going through the corporate life as ourselves, as well as much later on as well, when we have interacted with women during our coaching interventions, we do tend to see that women don't focus as much on mentoring or networking. Mainly, some of the reasons we think are that, women are very focused on operational work, right? Mm-hmm. On a day-to-day work, they look at career like, what is the job today? So I've got to finish this, I've got to go home, I have to finish all of the stuff at home. Then you come back the next day, you focus on the day. A day's job, right? So very few women actually take the step to look at their career as a very strategic view, or a very long-term view of the career. It is very, very short-term and operational, and hence the things like networking and mentoring, all of that seems to be a little extra for the women, and we don't seem to focus on that as much as men seem to take a very long-term view of their career.
So you're saying that the big picture is missing.
Yeah, so the big picture, or looking at the career as a very long-term thing that spans several decades, right? So you look at it very operationally, because we have 100 things lined up for us at home as well. So you're just looking at finishing up the job at work and then rushing home to finish up our house responsibilities as well, because we are juggling all these multiple things. So it's a very, very day-to-day operational view rather than a very long-term view. This is what I have seen personally.
So Preeti, what have you got to say? What's your experience in this?
Like Meera said, take a long-term view. If you have like short-term view, and also, when you're younger, your careers, you take for these interventions as something that you do in addition to, regular day job. So you're always, do I have to spend more of my personal time on this? Will it eat into my personal time, family time? So you kind of these things in the back burner, but in reality that's not so. It just can become a habit as you practice day-to-day basis, and it will start coming very naturally. So that's my view on why women focus that much.
I mean, it takes some time for us to fit it into our schedule, and we tend to push it or postpone it thinking that we don't have the time. So somewhere I guess women are accustomed to thinking like that when it comes to mentoring, right?
Yeah, and also I think so far the benefits of mentoring or coaching has not been so, researched and openly put out there, mm-hmm. right? So I'm hoping that with more organizations or more, organizations investing in these kind of initiatives, women tend to understand what might be the benefits, and so try and put a little bit more time and effort behind this.
And just adding on to what Preeti said, right? So these benefits of say mentoring or coaching are not immediate. You're not going to get returns on day one, right? It's going to take some amount of time and effort on your side, and also it takes time, really a long time, for all of these things to, the seeds are sown, but actually when the efforts are all going to reap is going to be much later. So you have to have the patience to go through these engagements completely before you actually start to see some benefits. So that amount of patience and time and giving that kind of importance to your career, I think that is also very critical.
Many times people confuse between mentoring and coaching. Sometimes people don't know when you should have a coach and when you should have a mentor. So how does this both work?
Yeah, good question, Meera. Actually, Meera and I spend a whole lot of time, explaining to organizations, to clients about, what is mentoring? What do you expect from a coaching, engagement? What to expect from mentoring? Yeah, so it's very common for people to get confused between the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah? But mentoring really is skill development. Mentoring is skill building. So I would say, in a nutshell, mentoring, you can get yourself a mentor as early. There is no such time as a good time. Every time is a good time to get a mentor, right? Uh-huh. Because mentors are experts in their, in the subject matter, right? So you can learn from a mentor at any stage. Earlier the better. And mentors are for life. They teach you skills. You can talk to them for any subject matter expertise that you need. It is long term, mm-hmm. right? So start mentoring as early as possible, even from the first day of your, professional career. It could be an informal buddy thing, meet somebody who's more senior to you, who you think you regard for the subject matter expertise that they bring to the table, right? So mentoring is skill building. It's about problem solving. It's about learning from somebody's, industry experience. Coaching, on the other hand, is we would recommend when somebody has had a little bit of more, work and life experience. Mm-hmm. Coaching encourages you to introspect. It makes you reflect upon, what your strengths are, what works best for you, blind spots, etc. So coaching, you should have maybe one or two coaching engagements in your entire career span, right? Because coaching is at very crucial junctures when you're probably taking on some extremely crucial or life-changing kind of decisions or career-changing decisions. So and a coach is somebody who will help you just think about your own self-development. So yeah. Coaching is self-development. It is not skill building. So your coach can be from any industry, need not be subject matter expert, right? So okay. Everybody needs a coach, but you should get a coach when you're ready to self-reflect, introspect. Yeah, so we would recommend coaching at a stage when you have a little bit more experience and maturity to accept some of the things that you actually introspect and learn about yourself.
Yeah, okay. Just to add to what Preeti was saying, right, in subject matter experts, so they usually happen to be seniors in your own organization or in your domain or the industry that you're working in, right? They help you navigate your career in your specific area, right, within your organization or within your industry. But coaches are really focused on helping you challenge whatever limiting beliefs that you carry within yourself, right? And okay. That will help you excel in whichever career path you choose. So it's not really specific to any particular domain industry, right? So you can just bank on a coach for your own self-development and behavioral changes. That is what coaches are here for, and mentors are really subject matter experts.
And you were also talking about, when we come to coaching, right? What are some of the specific areas where women typically come to you guys for coaching help?
Yeah, so what we've seen, Radha, is many times, it might be not really specific to women, but some of the interventions that we have done with women, some of these goals kind of stood out for us, where women struggle to build their own brand within the organization, become more visible within the organization. So this also leads to how do they do some strategic networking and build their own support group and strategic connections within the organization. This is a very clear area that comes out for many women. And in addition, we've also seen an area of, say, assertive communication, right? So several times what happens when women communicate, they either come across as very aggressive or they tend to come across as very submissive. But striking the right note in a room which is mostly dominated by men, right, and having your own voice heard in a very assertive way is, I think, some development areas that we often come across when women come to our coaches.
Yeah, and I would add that these are things that can be fixed very easily with coaching interventions at the, let's say, mid-level, leadership level. Mm-hmm. So we would encourage organizations and women to look at coaching about, the time they're about 8 to 10 years within an organization or within a career span. Yeah.
Meera, you were talking about, personal branding or how we sort of need to network well within the organization to be seen at the right place at the right time, right? So what are some of the typical, kind of tips that you can give to women who, because it doesn't come naturally to us?
Right. So there are a lot of self-limiting beliefs, I think, that women carry on, how to network, with whom to network, and whether it is in your personality itself to go out of your comfort zone and, be seen networking, or it shouldn't seem like you're asking favors. You know, we carry a lot of things in our mind as such. Right. Okay. So working with a coach in order to figure out what are your challenges, why do you have these kind of thoughts that limit you and your ability to go out there and connect with people, and also making the right kind of connections, right? It's not just about connecting with everybody that matters, creating the right support group who will help you navigate your career and take it to the next level. I mean, those kind of things are the best we've seen that, coaches work with women for. Like Preeti said, I think, rather than me giving tips, I think it is each woman, right, has her own challenges and her own strengths that she can actually play with. So working with a coach, identifying their your own strength, and then trying to go and fix it, I think that is important. That's about it. I don't have any specific tips like that.
Preeti, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, so to young women, of course, who are starting their careers, I'll circle back to what we said initially. Don't take a very short-term view of your career. Don't think, a career as one performance review to the next, right? Look at it as a long-term, marathon, so to say, right? So, there are going to be ups and downs. You've got to identify and play to your strengths. And if you're struggling with that, by yourself, then a coach is the best person to help you identify and work, right? So that's what we would say, stop taking a short-term view.
Women now look at experts like you as coaches on their own, or they still believe that if the organization is pushing them to do, then they take up this kind of an activity. So do you see more and more women as individuals coming to you guys, or is it still part of a larger organizational initiative?
No, I was saying it's not specific to women, rather. I think in general, we see that, men and women take coaching when the organization is offering it to them. It's very one-off for somebody to approach on their own.
Yeah, but to add to what Preeti said, see, it is also a question of awareness, right? Coaching in India is fairly new as compared to training or, something like counseling. These words are often heard, but we don't really hear about career coaching and stuff like executive coaching or leadership coaching. It's fairly new. And hence, I think it could also be a question of awareness, that maybe at some point when the awareness is more there, the word coaching is very prevalent in India, in corporate India, then people will also look at coaching as something that they can do it on their own, even without the organization investing in it for them. But as Preeti's rightly said, today we see maximum traction when the organization invests in its leaders.
You guys have been professionals working and then now entrepreneurs. So you have had a long journey as well. So what are some of your own challenges that you came across, and how did you handle it as you went along?
Yeah, so I'll go first. Meera, you can add to, what I've said. Definitely, between, when we started and now, I think organizations are a lot more supportive in development of their employees. So when we see organization offering leadership resources or leadership development resources, we wish we had that when we were young and building our careers, right? I really miss having a strong mentor very early on in my career, or maybe a coach towards at the time when I was actually taking on a larger role, etc. Right. So incidentally, that's one of the first things we did when Meera and I started this venture. We went and got ourselves a coach, right? Okay. And it has been of immense help. And of course, it was time bound. He is no longer coaching us, but that really set us off. It put us on the right track. Our frame of mind also became extremely positive, just working with the coach. But really, coming back to how did we handle the challenges when we were building our careers? Is really, I think one key thing is just being, asking for help, right? Mm-hmm. Right from the beginning, whether early in our careers, mid careers, and even now as entrepreneurs, I think Meera and I have been very, very open in believing in understanding where our limitations are and seeking help from experts in those areas. Yeah, whether it is, let's say, breaking some business development challenge or understanding some financial experts, some strategic, business growth decision. So we seek help. I think we just go out and seek help and say, this is not where our forte is. So can we talk to you for a few minutes to understand how to do this? So I think my advice would be women to, it's impossible to do everything and know everything on your own. So yeah. Ask for help. There are tons of experts out there, and ask for help. That's one, definitely. And also, on the help side, even on the personal front, right? When children were younger, seek help from your support systems, whether it is parents, in-laws, siblings, family, whatever. I think we should all learn to take help and give help.
Yeah.
And that makes it a very strong ecosystem.
Yeah. And, what I have to say in this regard is, it's very important to kind of recognize what your strengths are and somehow choose a career path that plays to your strengths, right? Preeti did mention this before, but very unwittingly, I think both of us have done that. And today, where we are in the career path that we are in, we are definitely playing to our strengths, So, like she said, in the beginning, if we had a coach, right, who had worked with us, identified some of our strengths, it would have been fairly easy for us to kind of choose a career path to play up to our strengths. But somehow it has evolved now, and now where we are, we just see that both of us are pretty in this space because we are playing in our to our strengths. The other thing that I also wanted to say is that, important to have a friend at work. I think really critical that through your career, and right now, the way Preeti and I work with each other, we are constantly there to support each other through both our personal as well as our professional challenges that we are facing. So mm-hmm. we always bounce off, all our challenges to each other. We have some sounding board, and constantly we are talking to each other about the challenges that we are facing or the small victories that we have on a day-to-day basis, right? Whether it is a celebration or whether it is dealing with some issue, we both are there to support each other. So this concept of having a friend at work is really critical. I mean, having to know that there is someone who cares whether you show up at work or not, not just to come and do your deliverables on a daily basis, but also somebody who's caring for you beyond that, right? I think that keeps a lot of us going.
Yeah, that's good. And I think, that's very important. The point what you said about having a friend and having somebody as a sounding board, I think is very, very essential. I mean, at least I can relate to that. Thanks a lot, Preeti. Thanks a lot, Meera. It was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Thanks, Radha, for the opportunity. Bye.
Tune in next week for another episode of Mrigashira. Adios.